And well, I am very happy to be in church this morning, and church is probably my favorite place, and I'm just not saying that, but when you're a preacher, you're in church a lot of the time, so it needs to be your favorite place. Amen. But no, it's true. I believe for every Christian. You know, we spend all week in the world. We're working, and we're hearing all of the swearing and all of the, you know, the dirty jokes and all of that. But when you come to church, there's just something that's special about being in the house of God. So I'm thankful to be in church this morning. I'm thankful for every person that came, and it's a full house, and we want to praise the Lord for that, and hopefully God will touch your hearts this morning. All right, John chapter number 14, verse number 6. The Bible says, Jesus saith unto them, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me, that is Jesus. Jesus Christ is the only way, he's the only truth, and the only eternal life. Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you for your many blessings. I thank you for every person that is here. I pray this morning that you will just show up. Lord, we want you to touch our hearts. We want you to speak to us this morning. Lord, I just pray that whatever the need is here this morning, that you will just help us. Lord, if we need to be encouraged, I pray that you will encourage us. Lord, if we need comfort, if we need peace, whatever we need, Lord, I pray, if there's one person who is lost, they have never trusted in Jesus Christ. They have never received Jesus into their hearts. I pray this morning that they will make that decision and believe and trust in you. I pray in Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Okay, 10 years ago, I decided to marry my sweetheart. And she sits right here this morning. And she is more beautiful now than she was before. How am I doing? Amen. Yes, sir. That's pretty good. All righty. About 10 years ago, we were going to get married. And so I was very excited about getting married. And, you know, so we had dated for about three years, and it was time to get married. And what's that? Oh, we dated more. Oh, no, okay. So we're getting ready to get married. Now, of all of my friends, I was the youngest. And so I had watched, and I was with most of my friends when they were married. And so for whatever reason, I'm not sure, but, you know, when my friends were married, we would all follow them after the wedding, you know, and we would just pick at them all night, and we would never leave them alone. And so, you know, I knew that I was going to do the same thing. Or I knew that they were going to do the same thing for me. And so, you know, we're getting ready to get married. And again, all of my friends, you know, they get married and they would stand, you know, here. And all of my friends, you know, they're big men, you know, they're working in the woods. They would all cry on their wedding day. And so I decided I was not going to cry. And I'm tough and strong, and I am not going to cry. So I'm standing in the church at the altar, you know, and I'm ready. And then I see my beautiful bride. She walks through the doors. And what happens? There's a little tear, and my knees start to shake. And well, what am I doing? I'm not ready for this. I shouldn't have said that, should I? Okay. So I started to cry, but then finally she came and we were married, and it was just a wonderful day, and we were all excited. And after it's time to go eat, so we go eat and have a good time of fellowship. And then now it's time for us to leave and go, I don't know the sign for this, honeymoon. I don't know, moon, is that a sign? I don't know, but we're going away together, just me and my wife. And so I get in the truck, and I know that my friends are going to try and follow me. But that's no problem. I have a plan. See, I have a 4x4 truck, and all of my friends, they just have small little cars, so it's no problem. I'm going to find an old dirt road, you know, that's full of rocks and trees, and I'm just going to go, and I'm going to lose all of my friends. And so that's what happened. I get in the truck, you know, my wife's here beside me, and we're driving down the road, and I look in my mirror, and my friends are behind me. And so they're getting closer, but I'm not driving fast because I have a plan. I'm ready. And so I see a dirt road, and so I turn on that, and true enough, it's bumpy and bumpy. We're going through there, and my friends, they can't follow me. So finally, we get on the highway again, and I'm thinking, you know, I'm proud of myself. I lost all of my friends. We're on the highway, and we're just driving easy. About 15 or 20 minutes later, I look in my mirror again. There's my friend. Well, how did that happen? Does he know where I'm going? I'm not sure. And so now my plan is destroyed. It's gone. And so what am I going to do? What am I going to do? So I just start driving faster. Driving faster, faster, faster. So I think the same thing. I'm going to leave the highway, find an exit, and find another dirt road. That's a good plan. And so we're going down the highway. No, we're driving fast. I see an exit. I turn on the exit. And then immediately I see an old dirt road. Well, now I'm driving fast. So I leave the exit and I turn onto that old dirt road. I'm driving too fast. My truck leaves the road, and we drive over. It's about 30 feet down, and there's trees. There's trees like this, and we're just mowing over all these trees. We're mowing them over, and finally, we stop at the bottom of this hill, and there's this big rock right here. And, I mean, you know, the truck is right there. And, you know, we're down. We're sitting like this, and myself and my new bride, and love ya. Hey. Happy wedding. So there we are. And so I get up. My wife, she cannot get out of the truck. She has a big wedding dress on. It's all hooped out like this. She can't get out of the truck, so she's stuck there. So I get out, and I'm crawling up the hill. And finally, I get on the top. Somehow, my friend sees me, and he's like, oh, I thought you were dead. So he calls the tow truck. He comes. He tows the truck. Wasn't destroyed. And finally, 1 hour later, we started to go again. And all of my friends stopped following me. They thought it would be my last day on earth if they continued to follow me. Say, what happened? What happened? I turned the wrong way. Remember, we said Jesus is the way, he is the right way. You know, the Bible says, Alma, that there's a way that seems right to a man, but the end thereof is a way of death. I have firsthand experience with that. I thought it was a good way, but I turned the wrong way, and it was almost death for me and my wife. But Jesus is the way. If we decide this morning, if we choose this morning to follow Jesus Christ, to choose his way, it's the right way, and Jesus will never lead you in the wrong way. Thank God for the old time way, and his name is Jesus Christ. He is the way. He is the right way. The Bible says in Matthew chapter number 7, verse number 13, that broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. You see, the devil's way is broad. The world's way is broad. But Jesus' way, narrow, is the way that leadeth to life. It's a narrow and a straight way. Jesus is the right way. He is the way. He is the way. 1 Corinthians chapter number 12, verse number 31 says, a more excellent way. A more excellent way. You say, what's he talking about here? In the Old Testament, So many lambs were killed, and so many goats were killed, and so many birds were killed as a sacrifice to cover our sins. And all the time, you know, the priests were working to kill and to make these sacrifices to cover their sins. And you know, and God knew it was not the best way away. And so God sent Jesus Christ, the perfect Lamb of God, without sin, holy and pure and perfect. And when Jesus died on that old rugged cross, he was perfect, and his blood was perfect blood. And it did not cover my sin, but Jesus' blood took all my sin away. And because of Jesus Christ, all of my sins are gone. Because I can remember 16 years ago. Wait a second. 18. 18 years ago when I humbled myself. I knew in my heart I was not saved. I knew that Jesus had came for me. And he died for me. And he suffered on that old rugged cross. And when he died and his blood and God saw that it was a perfect sacrifice. And when I received Jesus into my heart, he washed all of my sins away. Jesus is the way. Oh, David said that he wanted someone to lead him into the way everlasting. If you this morning will decide to follow Jesus Christ, then you will find the way everlasting. If you go back in time and think about that road that goes up to Calvary's Hill, and you see those three crosses, but in that middle cross you will see Jesus Christ, and Jesus gave you the way everlasting. Jesus is the right way. He is the only way to heaven. And a very good example of that, Jesus tells a story about a religious Jewish leader, Pharisee. And he went into a temple to pray, this Jewish leader. He went into the temple to pray, and then a publican came into the temple to pray. And boy, that Jew, that religious Jew, he started to pray, and he said, "Oh God, you know that I'm faithful, and you know that I'm a good man, and you know that I give of my money, and you know that I serve you, and I try, and you know that I'm a very, very humble." And he just started to boast and to brag, and then he left the temple. Well, then that old publican comes in. And the Bible says he would not even lift his head, but he bowed his head. And he said, "God, please be merciful to me, a sinner, a sinner." You know what Jesus said? That religious, a Jewish man, he left the temple the same, just filled with his pride and loss. But that publican, that sinner, he left and he was justified. Why? Because he humbled himself and he chose the way of Jesus Christ. Jesus is the only way. Now, there are many ways in the world that we can choose. But if we decide to choose any way but Jesus Christ, it is the wrong way. You know, the world and many churches will try to convince you, to convince us that our good works is the right way. Oh yes, Jesus Christ can save some of our sins, but then you need to use good works. No. Our good works will never let us into heaven. The Bible says, "There is none righteous, no, not one. There is none that doeth good." And you say, "Oh, well, preacher, you know, I try and I'm faithful. I go to church and I love my friends and I love my family." Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." Jesus is the right way. He's the right way. You know, we think good works and money and today a very popular is education and just a more and more and more information. But if that education makes us turn away from Jesus Christ, then it's the wrong way. It's the wrong way. Jesus is the only way. The way of Jesus satisfies. It's the right way. The way of Jesus will save us. It's the only way to the Father. Jesus is the way. And then, as Jesus said, He was the way and the truth. Isn't that what we want this morning is truth? Isn't that why we follow Jesus Christ? Isn't that why we try and follow God? Because we are interested in the truth. Well, Jesus said that He was the truth. And so Jesus will never, never lie. You know, and that is a problem for many of us this morning. I know it's a problem for me. Not so much now, but, you know, before when I was a young boy, I had trouble with lying. I remember one time I was probably seven years old, and my family, and we traveled to a meeting, and we were all fellowshipping, and you know, my mom and dad were inside the building, and they were watching and listening to some music, but I wanted to go outside and play. So my mom said, "Okay, that's fine, bud. You go outside and you play right here. My mom said, don't go over there and play." So I said, "Okay, Mom, no problem." So my mom goes inside of the building, and what do? I do not stay here. I go over there, and I disobeyed my mom, and we start to play, myself and my friends, and we're having a good time, but then something happened. I lost my wallet. And so I can't tell my mother that I lost my wallet, because then she'll know that I disobeyed her and was playing over here. So what do I do now? So my mom asked me, "Where's your wallet?" So I said, "Well, Mom, my friend stole it from me." So now I'm in big trouble. Now I disobeyed over here, and then I lied, but my mom does not know. For 3 days, my mom called my other friend's mom, and they talked on the phone back and forth, arguing back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Of course, my friend, you know, he denied, "I did not steal his wallet." And so back and forth, back and forth. And finally, I confessed. I said, "Mom, I lied. Because before I lied, I disobeyed. And now it's real trouble." and so I was punished. And I'm not going to tell you about the punishment, because I still have nightmares to this day. But, you know, lying. But Jesus is the way. He is the truth. Jesus will never, ever lie. That's how much He loves you. He'll never lie. You know, sometimes it's hard to hear the truth, but we need it. We need to hear the truth. And Jesus will always, always, always tell the truth. And so, you know, the world will lie to you, and the devil will lie, and sometimes family and friends will lie, but Jesus will never lie. Jesus is the truth. You know, the Bible says that the truth will set you free. And if Jesus is the truth, then Jesus can make you free if we trust in Him. A trust in Jesus Christ, trust in His Word, the Bible. It will make us free. Let God be true and every man a liar. But for whatever reason, people think it's easier to follow a man. Doesn't matter what he teaches. Doesn't matter if it's from the Bible. But don't you know that many times if he's not studying the Bible, if he's not preaching the Bible, then many times it's a lie? Let God be true and every man a liar. So Jesus is the way, Jesus is the truth, and Jesus is the life. You know, the Bible says that we need to consider our ways. And Jesus is the way. And so we need to think about Jesus Christ. Oh yeah, we trusted Him enough to save our souls. But can we trust Him enough to help us every day? Yes, we can. But the question is, do we? Do we trust Jesus enough to help us every day? every day. Consider your ways. Think about Jesus Christ. And is Jesus involved in our life every day? He's the way, the truth, you know, for salvation, but for everything, for every plan, for every opportunity, for every choice in our life. Jesus is the right way and the truth. He's the way, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. 1 John chapter number 5, verse number 20, Jesus is the true God and eternal life. No one but Jesus Christ can offer you eternal life. There's no other way. 8 years ago, we decided that we wanted to have a family. And so my wife became pregnant, and she had Amy, our oldest daughter. She was a healthy baby and just full of life and full of joy. And she brought into our family joy and happiness. And we were just thanking God for that. And so we decided that we wanted a bigger family. So my wife, she became pregnant again, but then that baby was not satisfied to stay with her. And so just a short time later, we lost the baby. Boy, it was hard to understand. And why did that need to happen? And why me, Lord? And what's the plan here? What are you trying to show me? And it's hard to understand. And trying to comfort my wife and just to worrying all the time. But we wanted to try again. So my wife became pregnant again. I was just a short time later, that baby was not satisfied to stay with her. And so we lost another baby. And boy, it was hard, and the crying and calling her mother and calling her friends and, can you help me? And I'm just looking at it and how can I help my wife? And what do I do? And God, where are you in all of this? And reading the Bible and what's happening? Then I started to read about David, King David. We all know what happened and the sin in his life, but God took David's baby. Boy, and David, you know, he wept and he cried and his heart was grieved. Oh, but then David stood up and he said, my baby, could not come to me. Oh, but one day I will go to him. See, what are you talking about, preacher? I'm saying that Jesus is the way and Jesus is the truth, but Jesus is the life and life everlasting. And sometimes the life is hard and sometimes our plan is not God's plan, but His plan is perfect for our life. And on that day, 18 years ago, when I received Jesus in my heart, Jesus gave me life and He gave me more abundant life, but He gave me eternal life. And when my babies died, and I believe with all of my heart that they're in heaven right now, and one day I'm going to die, or one day Jesus will come and I'll be raptured. Boy, and I believe, and I hope that you believe it too, that I'll walk through those gates and I'll see two children and they'll see me and we'll get closer and closer. And both of them will say, hello, Daddy. Hey, welcome home. And it's all because Jesus gives eternal life. How can we deny or refuse a Savior like Jesus Christ? No one can give you that same hope. Only Jesus. And it's all because 2,000 years ago, God was looking for the perfect sacrifice. And Jesus said, I'll go. And so Jesus came and He was born here and He was perfect and He lived here and He suffered here for me. And Jesus, you know, He suffered here for you. Everything that Jesus did was for us. Boy, and then He died for us and He was buried. Oh, but on the third day, Jesus Christ rose again. Oh, and Jesus, He conquered sin, and He conquered death, and He conquered the grave, and Jesus gave us a victory over sin. And if we will trust in Him, in Jesus, He will give us that eternal life. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. But it's eternal life. See, we're all going to live, all, every soul will live forever, somewhere. But if we will choose the way, Jesus Christ, it'll be eternal life in heaven with Him forever, worshiping Him and praising Him. And what a wonderful time in heaven. Jesus is the way. Let's all stand to our feet this morning. Let's all stand.